Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Hurricane Fiona made landfall on the Dominican Republic this morning after causing widespread damage on the island of Puerto Rico. That's where the power grid's been knocked out. The governor there describes the damage as catastrophic. The National Hurricane Center in Florida says the eastern and southern portions of Puerto Rico could receive up to 30 inches of rain before Fiona moves away from the area. No deaths have been reported. Forecasters are describing the flooding on Puerto Rico as historic. Fiona remains a Category 1 hurricane. President Biden is among the world leaders in London for the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. The service begins later this hour at Westminster Abbey. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says the Queen will be buried at Windsor Castle.
The Queen grew up at Windsor Castle and spent the war years there. It continued to play a huge role throughout her reign and was her favorite residence, says Royals reporter Jérôme Caron, who works for French magazine Point de Vue.
In Windsor Castle, she always go every weekend when she finished in Buckingham Palace. She take an helicopter. It was very family place. It was huge. It was in the nature.
Caron says it was a place where the Queen could relax from her royal duties. He says she rode horses on the grounds at Windsor well into her 90s. Elizabeth II will be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, next to her father, mother, sister, and late husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last year. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Windsor.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's military is pushing ahead with its counteroffensive against Russian troops. The BBC's Hugo Bacega says Ukrainian troops have retaken dozens of towns and villages in recent days and weeks.
After taking back dozens of towns and villages in the northeast, Ukraine is pushing ahead with its counteroffensive. The army said troops had reached the eastern bank of the Oskil River, an important breakthrough. The river forms part of the new front lines in the area, and the Ukrainian advance means Russian forces in the eastern Luhansk region could come under threat. The Ukrainian military also said Russia had carried out multiple attacks across the country yesterday and three missile strikes today.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bacega reporting. The war in Ukraine is expected to dominate this week's meeting of the UN General Assembly. Iran's president says he has no plans to meet with President Biden on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting. Ibrahim Raisi was speaking at the airport in Tehran before leaving for New York. Negotiations to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal remain stalled. The UN is calling on the Taliban to reopen schools in Afghanistan to teenage girls. This is NPR News from Washington. The European Union is threatening to withhold billions of dollars to Hungary amid allegations of corruption against the country's prime minister. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
The European Commission wants to withhold $7.5 billion from Hungary's budget allotment after warning Budapest for years it needs to clean up procedures regarding how it spends EU funds. An EU investigation found irregularities linked to 4% of the money Budapest gets from the bloc. EU Budget Commissioner Johannes Hahn welcomes this first use of the rule of law mechanism designed to penalize countries which are not following the bloc's norms.
This is indeed a real game changer.
A majority of EU countries needs to approve the proposal within 3 months for it to take effect. The Hungarian government has pledged to pass numerous new laws and measures by November to address the Commission's concerns. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another hike in interest rates this week when Fed policymakers meet to examine the latest data on the U.S. economy and inflation. Prices being paid by consumers remain high, though the cost of gasoline continues to decline nationwide. AAA says the price of regular is down nearly 24 cents a gallon on average over the past month. A parole hearing is beginning today in Kentucky for a man who killed three fellow students and wounded five others at his high school in 1997. The now 39-year-old was a freshman at Heath High School near Paducah when he fired a stolen pistol at members of a before-school prayer group in the lobby of the building. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.